to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we have tried out the new bottle deposit return scheme that gives you money back for your recycling.
Would you say they're quite easy to use?
Yeah, very easy. It's grand.
And encouraging of people to recycle?
Definitely, yeah. Very easy to use, yeah.
Lily and I are at the Bridge Centre's recycling point, which aims to give you cash back for what you contribute into it. And we're going to try and see how easy it is to use. Is it easy to use these, would you say?
Yeah, it is.
How much money do you get?
We got 11 euro the last time. About two or three bags. I think some people are just lazy and won't go.
Too much hard work involved to it.
Yeah, just throw it in the bin.
We're currently stood in a queue, so it seems to be popular. There is what looks like a mother and son with a massive bag of cans and bottles. They're currently on a total of €16.85. Every bottle that goes in, I think it's going up 15 cents. They said they used it before and they got €11. And it seems to be accepting each one they're putting in. Sometimes they've got to take them out and wipe them off. But then once they try a second time, 15 cents is getting added on. We did have a conversation and they said they are unsure how much people will use them because obviously you've got to drive out here, pay for parking, have a bag of recycling kept in your house for a while, but I would say €17 isn't to be sniffed at, Lil. So me and Lil are now next in the queue and we're going to do live commentary. It says to insert empty, undamaged plastic drinks, bottles and cans with return logo only, wait for vouchers for deposit, and then redeem the deposit voucher at the till.
This is the bottle, so it must have this little return logo on it to make sure it's able to be returned here. The bottle gets crushed, and a 15 cents has been added. We're going to go in with another one.
We've had an issue with putting our hands too far into the machine, but now we've got the hang of it.
Yeah, you can put your hands in the top. That one's
turning
crooked now.
Hiya. We've just used the bottle bank deposit point. What's our next step?
Let's get a refund.
You can use it off your, if you wanted to buy anything either.
Oh, does it come off your total at the checkout? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, as well. Or I can give you a refund here. Or
we'll buy something and have it come off our total.
Select from
list. Oh, there we go. 50 cents off.
So I spoke to a woman who uses the machine often and she went there today and she told me that while it was a really good idea and she benefited from it, she doesn't think it's as sustainable as it's made out to be because not only does she have to drive there, which uses petrol, but you have to use water to wash the bottles to make sure they're even clean to go in. She also said a lot of the times the machines weren't working.
Yeah, because when we went, one of them was out of order.
Exactly.
And there was a massive queue and then you might just be tempted to put...
She had to go all the way to Tesco's, which I think was quite out the way for her. There's another question of where do you store it? You have to have enough space to accumulate enough bottles for it to be worth your while. There was a lot of positive reactions, but obviously she did want to bring up some concerns.
I have recycling bins and I already pay for them. Why should I have to pay for them again and do all this again? Like, it's silly. Does it make sense to me?
Martin Mulligan is the Athlone District President of the National Federation of Retail Newsagents, who was part of implementing the scheme. He thinks the initial issues will subside once customers and retailers get used to the machines.
There's a lot of, I think, wrong training of how retailers should look after the machines, because you see a lot of machines were out of order stuck on them. The machines aren't actually out of order. It's just that they need a little bit of tweaking and cleaning. They're small issues. Well, bottles getting stuck and different things, and when the bottle gets stuck, it just the machine stops, and there's nothing to prompt the customer to except go seek help from somebody. I would like to see some advertised material put in place that machines are in place. That doesn't seem to have happened at all. A lot of people aren't aware that there is a machine in store. I would like to see more from the government on outdoor signage saying that there is recycling facilities available in whatever store the machines are in. That doesn't seem to have happened at all. And that would be helpful.
Despite teething problems, from the people who are using them, they're working well.
It's very positive from the people that are using this, but I would say it's quite slow. I'm disappointed in the response. I thought it would be a lot better. As you say, it's the early days, and as time goes on, it'll probably improve.
If you want to find out more, or if you're having issues with using the machines, you can find more information on the bottle return scheme at ours2protect.ie. There is also a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.